So do you mind just introducing yourself?
Hiya, my name's Natalie and I work for the National AIDS Trust.
Can you explain what the National AIDS Trust do?
The National AIDS Trust, we're a HIV charity. We're a policy and campaigning charity. So mostly what we do is we lobby the government, we campaign for kind of to improve the lives of people living with HIV and to improve prevention and testing and things like that.
And how long has the National AIDS Trust been running?
Since 1987, so nearly 30 years. I think it's about 30, yeah.
And what is important about coming to Pride?
Pride is always important to us because we're always trying to engage young LGBT people because young gay men in particular are disproportionately affected by HIV. And Pride is particularly important to us this year because we're about to launch our new campaign, We Exist, which asks the government to commit to compulsory sex and relationships education that's inclusive of same-sex relationships.
So that's one of the things I found out recently, is it where from the wider population, one in 667 or 677 and one in 20 for LGBT men.
Yeah, so in the UK, it's roughly one in 360-ish people are living with HIV, but amongst young gay men, it's more like one in 20. Or in some places, like in Brighton, it's one in 8. So yeah, really, really very disproportionately affected, and it means that the issues can often be very marginalised because it's affecting what is already a very marginalised community.
So what is the one thing that you'd want people to do in order to protect themselves, educate themselves?
I think the most important thing at the moment is just to start speaking about it. HIV is such a stigmatised condition, and the less that people speak about it, the less that people know about it, and then the more stigmatised it is, and it becomes a very kind of vicious circle. And that's why our campaign, We Exist, to get compulsory sex relationships education that teaches about HIV, that teaches about same-sex relationships, is so important, because if we get people to speak about it from a young age, then it will become so much more, like, less, it'll be so much less stigmatised, and people will know so much more about how to protect themselves and others.
Thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you very much for speaking to me.
Have a lovely weekend.